When he took the princess up Lonsonio Mountain to meet Lucima, Leon was unprepared for the way the two women reacted instantly to each other. Figuratively, they arched their backs and spat like two cats. "Imbogo, this is one with many deep, dark passions. No man will fathom her. She is as deadly as a mamba." "She is not the one I promised you. Be on your guard," Lucima told Leon.
"What did the black bitch say?"
the princess demanded. The hostility between the two women crackled in the air like static electricity.
That you are a lady of immense power, princess. Tells a great cow not to forget that either.
When it came to the ceremony of blessing the rifles under the council tree, Lucima emerged from her hut in her ceremonial finery. But when she was still 10 paces from where the manlicher lay on the lion skin, she stopped. Her face changed to the colour of dried mud.
"What troubles you, Mama?" Leon asked quietly. "That Bunduki is a thing of evil. The white-haired woman is as powerful a sorcerer as I am. She has placed a spell on her own Bunduki that frightens me."
She turned back towards her hut.
"I will not leave my hut until that witch departs from Lonsonio Mountain," she vowed.
"Lucima has been taken ill. She must go to her hut to rest," Leon translated.
"Yeah, I know very well what troubles her,"
the princess gave one of her rare, thin-lipped smiles.